Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Hello, welcome. I am your host, Rashawn Burrell, and this is Faith is Your Way Out. We're a woman's ministry where we just encourage, inspire, and uplift women through their through testimonies from other women of how they if they've had some challenges in their faith and how they overcame those challenges. This morning, we're going to be talking with a woman, and her name is Arlene Valdivia, and I might have chalked it up. We'll have her to just tell us how she can, how you pronounce her name. So this morning, I'm kind of like, I just have to slow down and take my time because I'm just kind of in a rush. I have two podcasts to record today, so I'm going to bring myself down just a little bit. I'm kind of, I've had a cup of coffee, so I'm already up there. So in saying that, the reason for this podcast was God put something on my heart years ago. I didn't walk in the purpose right away like I should have. So working with the success coach, this podcast came to be just working with her and just walking in my purpose. So my purpose is to help women to restore, reclaim, and facilitate faith in women and children. And so what we do every week is we have a woman come on and she just gives you her story of what she did to overcome her faith when she was having some challenges, when she was going through a period in her life where her faith might have been challenged and it might have been at a low point, and she'll just tell you what she did to encourage herself or what she did to bring that faith up. So we'll ask her some questions and then she will just give you her. So I'm going to open this up with our scripture today, and that scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 4, and then that's going to be 2. Now, it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. And I'm going to open up in a prayer, and then we will get Arlene on the phone. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this podcast. Father God, we just ask that you bless the podcast. Father, we ask that you bless the listeners. We ask that you bless the guest who's coming on. Father God, we just ask that her story be uplifting and encouraging to other women. We ask that they find some takeaways, Father God, and they may use them in their daily lives. So we ask all of these things in your name. Amen. So we're going to be getting Arlene on shortly, and she's going to give you her story. She is married. She is doing some mission work in the field, and she will explain that to you. So I'm going to introduce her. Arlene, I'll have you come on, and then you can tell us how to pronounce your last name because I don't want to chop it up anymore. So we will get her on the phone. Arlene, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Good morning, Sister Rashawn. I'm doing well, thank you.
Good morning.
You did a great job. It is Valdivia. So, yes, and we do get called Valdita, but no, it's Valdivia. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me share a little bit of what the Lord has done with me. Yeah, and truly all honor and glory to God.
Thank you. I'm already, I had a cup of coffee. We already had our meeting, so I'm kind of like, you know, a little hyper this morning. So I'm like, oh, my goodness, I need to slow down. So coming on, and I don't know if you've heard any of the podcasts yet, and if you haven't, it's okay. All we do is just want to encourage other women of how they can stay motivated during any time that their faith walk, where they may be a low period, a high period, and just how to maintain your faith and not just lose it. So I don't know if the guests know our topic today is faith through an unknown season of missions, and you'll tell us why. And pretty much, can you just tell us who you are, if you're married, if you have children, and what you do?
Yes. I will try to share a little bit of who I am. I Just so that you know, I was born in El Salvador, a very small country in Central America. And I came to the States when I was 11 years old, coming to a new culture and having to learn a new language. And fast forward to the now, I am married. This is my second marriage. So I've been married to my husband, Daniel, for 5 years. And he has been, you know, a blessing from the Lord. And, of course, you know, during that whole period between when I came to the States to where I'm at now, there's a lot that happened. But then there is God and his grace and his mercy. And it's interesting that it's almost like we're coming full circle, because now that I am walking with the Lord, now he's sending us back to Central America. So that's exactly our first mission trip was to Guatemala, because we just came back, and we're going back. And our next trip, we're going to visit El Salvador and going back to Guatemala as well. So the Lord is good.
He is. So you're married. Do you guys have any children?
We do, and we both have our set of children, because this is also my husband's second marriage. So I have two. I have a 30-year-old daughter, and my son is 27. They're both single. And my husband has also single children. We have 22-year-old. We have a 20-to-be daughter that he has, and the youngest is 18. He will be 18 next month. So we have 5 children that the Lord has blessed us with now as a blended family. And even in that, there is somewhat of a ministry, because there is a lot to be said with blending families.
Yes, it is. This is going to be really good. You have adult children, which you guys are empty nesters, are almost empty
yes,
nesters?
Yes, we are. We pretty much are. And I think in all these years have been, I'm going to have to say that the Lord has been preparing us for such a time like this, for us to be able to just start doing the ministry. And it started doing the missions ministry, because I'm pretty sure that throughout our years, we have been doing some sort of work. And even as parents, you know, when we have our season of being parents, then we are to be there. And that's definitely, you know, our ministry, our family, our children.
Okay. So do you feel like you guys are parents to the missionary side or to the mission side when you guys are going to the other countries and you're talking to other people, that they look at you more like a parent in the information that you guys are bringing to them? Because you said he's prepared you for such a time as this.
Yes. And what I mean by that is that we have had our challenges where we have learned from, not just as a couple, because, again, both being divorced and now being married again, second time around, we do things differently. So even from that perspective, we're able to just share. And then the challenges with the children. A lot of pain that comes through divorce for those children, truly they're the ones that suffer so much. And then being able to understand that. So when we have been speaking with these children, even at orphanages that we have visited, we can see the pain in those children. You know, there's this sense of rejection, and that's no different than when, the children feel somewhat responsible sometimes for the divorce for their parents, and truly they have nothing to do with it. And really, my heart just breaks because I have seen the consequences, you know, what happens to these children of divorced parents. And it's really sad. And I think the Lord with his love and mercy can definitely heal that. And if we're able to share that, with, you know, the children at the orphanages and truly just love on them, because there's a sense of rejection. You know, someone rejected me, and there might be something wrong with me. You know, why? What did I do? Why aren't my parents here? Because they're not at the orphanages because their parents died. In some of their cases, the parents just, you know, are doing drugs or doing other things, and they just need to have the kids with somebody else. Regardless, you know, there is this sense of, you know, why? You know, why am I going through this? Why am I not with mom and dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to get into the podcast. We're going to ask you some questions regarding your faith. We've asked you the first one. You gave us a time in your when you came to Christ, and that was at 11 years old. Now, was there any period of your life where you felt your faith may have been at its lowest? And then what did you do to bring your faith back up, to restore it?
Yes, and I'm going to have to say that even though at a very young age I knew of the Lord, because, you know, my parents, I did grow up in a Christian environment. My parents are still married, so they have been, you know, a good example for my life. But just knowing about Jesus is not enough. You know, coming to know Jesus personally is what really is going to transform your life. And even after that happens, because I knew of Jesus, but I had to go through my struggles, and I was a prodigal for quite some time. And, you know, many years later, and a whole lot of wrong choices that caused suffering for a lot, I had come to the end of my road, and Jesus was there. And that's when my true walk with the Lord really started. And this might have been maybe in my late 30s, early 40s. So it was a long period of time. But even in my walk with the Lord, there has been, you know, maybe times, maybe there has been a season. And the most recent one was maybe 3 years ago, I'm going to say, maybe four. And we were going into a very challenging season in our marriage, mind you. We've been married 5 years, so it was very early on in our marriage where we're trying to get to know one another as a couple. And not just that, but we both came into this marriage with a lot of issues from our previous relationship. And, of course, you add to the mix, you know, having this blended family. So there was a lot going on, and it was a very challenging time, and I can just feel myself drifting away from the Lord. And, of course, to no surprise, if our relationship with the Lord is not well, nothing else is going to be well. And I started to just notice how I was questioning some of the things that were happening in my marriage, in my relationship, and it was a difficult time. But the Lord is always there, and one of the things that I've learned throughout my journey with the Lord is that He never leaves us. He's just there. I think we're the ones that choose to turn our back on Him, but He's still there. And that's exactly what happened. And I think the step that I took to get back into it, of course, is we had to really make a change in our environment. You know, maybe the place where we were was not the best. You know, also getting rid of maybe some toxic relationships that we were still holding on to that were not allowing us to fix our issues or even get close to the Lord. So, you know, when our pastor speaks about pruning, it is very important that we prune, and it's the Lord that is pruning. And there's times that He's removing some people out of your life, and you're trying so hard to hold on to them, but the Lord is just saying, you know, I know what's best for you. And we went through that period where the Lord was definitely not just changing our environment, but also removing those relationships that were not going to help us stay the course that He had set for us. and counseling for our marriage. We did seek out for marriage counseling because we needed that outside help. We couldn't see what was going on. We just saw all the negative things, and we did seek out Christian counseling, and that's how we actually connected with our pastor.
Wow. Isn't that amazing how the relationships you don't want to get rid of, and you know that they're toxic, and they might not even be toxic, they're just different. They don't have the same values that you have. Their walk is just a different walk, how you don't want to get rid of those. You might like, you know, the friendship is really good, but on another aspect, they just act out. And it's just strange how we hold on to those relationships.
Yes, we do. And sometimes, you know, it's, you know, I think Pastor says it often, we're so used to the familiar, and we just don't want to give that up, you know, and they're the ones that, you know, maybe encourage us in the wrong way, but we just like to hear that. And if I have somebody that is always telling me that I'm right, even though I'm wrong, but I want to hear that I'm right, and I choose to just, you know, stick to that friend, but it's not helping me, and it's not helping my marriage. So it's just knowing when the Lord is definitely trying to help you, we just let him do it. Just let him do it. Trust that he has, you know, the best intentions for us.
Okay. Now, what did you do as far as keeping your faith up? Was there any scriptures that you linked to? Was during this season, was there any worshiping? Was there any person that you reached out to? I know you just said had the outside.
The counseling.
You guys had the outside counseling.
And that was definitely the shifting point, the counseling with our pastor. Tony Dunn is our pastor, and he was key in, making this shift for us, because even when I couldn't see anything that was going to happen with our marriage, he was patient enough to see beyond that. He could see that we were just two individuals that were hurting so much that we couldn't see past our pain. And he began to counsel us with scripture and just loving on us. And I think this is really the first time that I have had a pastor spend so much time with us, because he has spent a lot of time with us. And out of that, of course, became this whole discovery of what was causing all that pain in us, so that we could get rid of it. And as far as scripture, one of the things that I was just holding on to for my life truly is Psalm 139. And it's the whole psalm, because it spoke of exactly how I was feeling and how the Lord was just reassuring me. I was afraid. I was afraid of everything. And back in those days, I would get a little bit of those anxiety or panic attacks. And my fear was like, Jesus is not with me. That was just, and it was just crazy talk, but it was my real crazy talk. And with that sound, if you were to read it, it just reassured me that he's always with me, no matter where I am, no matter where I try to hide from him, he's still there. And more than that, encouraging me of how much he loves me, you know, how he knows my heart, how, you know, even before I say anything, he already knows. And it's just so beautiful to just know that he is just with me, regardless. So any time that I would begin to just start to feel a little bit off place, it was just being able to read it. And I just, you know, encourage anybody, if when you read it out loud, just let yourself hear it, because there's something about it. It's so beautiful. It's just like music to my ears, just to be able to hear that Psalm 139.
And that's
So
okay, that's it. I was going to ask you. So Psalms 139,
the whole chapter. And then the other thing is, you know, so we had counseling. I was, of course, standing on this psalm and just being in the Word really helped me. I got into the habit of reading, you know, the book of Proverbs, one chapter a day. It just matches the date. I think it's so fascinating. And you go over it every month, you know, but every time you read it, you might get something new out of it because that's how the Lord speaks to us through His Word. So I was doing that. I still do that. And then what I do on a daily basis to make sure that I do stay grounded is I make sure that at the house, there's always a radio on. We always have worship going on. So no matter what room I walk into, I will hear worship. I want the walls to get soaked with worship. I want everybody that walks into the house to know that we are worshiping the Lord, because that's what I want my mind to have. Anything that comes, you know, inside my mind, I have to make sure that it's just, it's bringing honor and glory to the Lord. And when I'm not, then I'm listening to, podcasts, different, sermons, depending on what I need to hear from the Lord. So, and we have been blessed with technology where we're able to just look for so many different topics and just listen. So I always want to be listening to the Word of God and to be able to just praise Him.
Okay, this is some good information. So I'm sure our guests would love that because I'm like you. I have to have some type of worship going on too. That's always in the car, in the house, in my headphones. So worship is very important. Now, I know you guys do missions. When did you feel, and I know this is not part of faith, but it is because actually you guys walked in your purpose. So when did you feel that you were called to missions?
I think even as a child, I knew I had the hearts for orphanages, and we would call it traveling, but truly it became missions. So as a child, I used to tell my parents, you know, when I grow up, I want to have a big house, and I want there to be a lot of children in that home. I never knew, you know, that's what orphanages look like because I must have been like 5 when I said that. And I always remember saying those things. But then when I met my husband 6-7 years ago and we started to get to know each other, this is before we even got married, we both liked to travel. So we would always say, you know, it would be nice to travel here, travel there, and, you know, maybe retire somewhere in Central America. We would always speak of those things. And as we got married and we continued on our journey, that was being transformed into missions. You know, it was no longer a vacation. It was like, yeah, I think it's, you know, we should go on a mission. And, you know, the whole thing about retiring in one of these countries in Central America, it was more like, man, it looks like one day we might have an orphanage, you know, there. So, and it was, it just started to shift. And I think, you know, when the scripture says that the Lord will give the desires of your heart, but truly He puts those desires because those desires will be to honor and to glorify His name and to advance His kingdom. And I think that's mm-hmm. what was happening with us. And I went to Guatemala, through my work on a medical mission maybe 5 years ago, right before we got married, and that was very impactful. And I came back and I share with my fiance then, and it started to open up his desire. He wanted to get to know, you know, a little bit more about the experience that I had. And I went on a second mission trip, and it was the same thing. And it was just every time it's just getting stronger. And we began to just go to Mexico, you know, in Tijuana, for weekend trips with my husband now. And he just, you know, he began to see what I had been sharing him for the previous years. And it was just, he could see the need, and he could see that it was so fulfilling, and it's just like what, you know, I think the Lord is calling us to do. We just didn't know how to get started or how, you know, to get from our thinking and our desire to actually stepping into and doing it until now.
Now, it's funny that you say that. So do you feel that when, well, I don't know, for me, I feel that when God puts that desire on your heart, he will keep bringing it around. And then when you're ready to start to step into that purpose, he presents everything that you need during the process. Because during the podcast, everything that I needed, it was a hard process, but everything that I needed, and I needed to research and find, the answers were all there. And he would send people to me to, I mean, if I'm like kind of trying to freak out about it, and it's like, nope, here is the answer. You can do it like this. And the answers would always be there. You know, when you're walking in your purpose, I just feel like he just brings it all to you. It's not a hard process. It seems hard when you're trying to think of what am I going to do? How are we going to do it? But I saw you guys walk through this process too. And it's like, it's amazing. You said, can you just tell them about the donations and the things that happened during this time of you doing your missions, your first mission trip with your husband?
Yes, and it was very, like thinking back, I don't even know how it happened, but of course God put everything together. But first and foremost, it wasn't until we had let go, you know, we had gone through all that pruning, and now my husband and I are walking as one, and our vision is aligned to what the Lord has for us, and we're so in agreement that we just began to see, you know, we decided to just, you know, create the nonprofit, and we were not arguing about the name because it was just like a God-given name, you know, Abounding Ministries, which it's
and
abounding in grace and Abounding Ministries.
Okay.
That's who we are. And so after we opened that Abounding Ministries and we began to just plan our trip, of course, the support of our church, the support of the pastor, and even when we felt that we didn't have a concrete plan that we were going to go on this trip, we had the date. And I remember just thinking, I need to know who am I going to go meet before we even go. We need to have an agenda. That's just my personality. And it was just the Lord telling me, Arlene, no, it's not going to go like that. you're going to go because I'm sending you both there. And so there had to be a shift in there. And I remember, gosh, my husband, you know, being so concerned of we have no plans. We're going, but what are we going to report back? There's nothing. And Pastor Tony's telling us, you know, just go, because even if you think nothing is happening when you go, the Lord is already working. And we did. And it was almost a matter of he wanted to see our obedience. He wanted to see that our heart was there trusting him every step of the way, because even if we had nothing planned, time we got there, he was just there waiting for us. And that's the beauty of the Lord, is that I knew he was with us when we were at the airport here, and he was with us throughout the flight, and I knew he was waiting for us. It's just so beautiful when you see it that way. And we began to just make connections. He already had a plan, and we accomplished so much more that we were expecting, because we're not expecting anything. And so much happened that we were just in awe of how he works. And truly, he just needed to have our heart. He needed for us to be completely surrendered and trust him, because at the end of the day, he's the one doing this. You know, we're just being vessels, but he's doing it.
Now, do you feel like you were stepping out on faith right then? Because remember, you wanted to know what will happen when I go there, and you finally just surrendered and stepped out on faith and just let God do what He does, and He pretty much set up everything else.
Yes.
You feel that you were stepping out on faith during that time?
For sure, because again, I have to let go of Arlene because Arlene wants to control everything. Arlene needs to know everything, every detail, and the Lord says, no, you know, it's not your doing, it's my doing. And, you know, the Lord is sending us, the Lord is confirming, He's providing, He's doing everything. And my husband and I, you know, we have our little aha moments, and we just look at each other, and it's just like, He's doing it.
I felt the same way when you just said, I said, doesn't it seem like if you don't step out on faith, it's harder? The trip might not have been as nice as it was when your mission trip might have not been as nice as it is when you guys went last. If you guys didn't step out on faith, if you made all these plans and had Arlene do it this way, this way, this way.
Yes.
But when you walked out on faith, it just seems like it was presented in a nicer way.
Yes, because the thing is that it was probably not even about us, but in even that process, He's blessing us because He's making our faith stronger. But we were blessing others because when we arrived and as we start to speak to some people, they were saying, we have been praying for this. Or we have been praying for, you know, someone to come and help us. Or we have been praying. And it was just like, Lord, you're answering other people's prayers, you know, by us just showing up, by us just trusting you. So, it's so much easier to just surrender.
It is. Now, you said, I just remember you telling me there was donations that came in and different things that you didn't know because you guys just started walking in faith. Tell us just a little bit about how that happened. Was it your job or your husband's job? Something?
Well, the church has supported us. My life group has been a blessing. I do life group on Wednesdays, noontime, and the group is so amazing, my extended family. And and then the other thing that happened is, we were in need of some medicine that we were going to take to the one orphanage that I knew about. And God had worked all of this out way in advance because we had the opportunity to meet a doctor at a missions conference maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And my husband had kept, in touch with him. So this time when we needed to get medicine, we reached out to him, and right away he said, you know what, there is an organization that supports nonprofits with medicine. They're specifically for mission, and all that you need is, a doctor's license. So here's my license. Here's all you need. Just call them. And that's how we were able to get, that medicine for the one orphanage that we were going to take some medicine to. And even in that, who would have thought? Well, God knew. But in our very small mind, and Pastor Tony always tells us, pay attention who you're meeting because, the Lord is going to use that person. And truly, everything that Pastor says, has been so true. And we're very mindful now as to who we meet, even on a regular day, because we just don't know what the Lord has for us with that individual. And so financially, we have gotten support from our church family. We've gotten support also, with the medicine from this doctor that is really just there for us. And he's just ready to continue to give for the missions. And we have other organizations that are just ready to do that as long as we show them who their help is going to. So the Lord has been providing, and, he's providing more that, we sometimes expect. we put him on a box, and he's just saying, I'm bigger than that. I'm bigger than I'm bigger than everything, everything that you can think of or imagine. I'm bigger than that. So, yes.
Okay. Now, can you tell us of your organization again? Just give us the name, a way that they can reach you if they want to help. If you can just give us all your information again.
Yes. So the name of our organization is Abounding Ministries. For now, we definitely have a Facebook page, same name, Abounding Ministries. We are working on the website, so that's coming. And for anybody that would like to support us, you're able to donate through our church. So New Day Christian Fellowship in Corona. Under the donations, there is an option for Abounding Ministries. And I think that would be the easiest way to do it for now, but eventually, you know, once we have our web page, then it'll be an easier process where you're just able to support us as we're going to the different mission trips, or we are serving the different countries that, God willing, we will be able to serve.
Great information. Do you have any suggestions for any of our listeners, other women, just what they can do if they're having any challenges? How would they reclaim their faith? How would they sustain it to that level that you guys have reached?
Yeah, I think first and foremost is just being transparent with the Lord to say, you know, search my heart, Lord, what is it? What is it that is keeping me from moving forward? Why am I stuck? You know, because sometimes that's what happens. And then once the Lord begins to reveal to us what is it that we need to either get rid of, or maybe it's just some forgiveness. You know, we're sometimes so stubborn about forgiving somebody. Once we begin to do what He's asking us to do, then making sure that you're staying in the Word. Just read. Read. Mm-hmm. Listen to the Word. You know, I've had some lady friends that this particular one, she didn't like reading, so I suggested to do the audio Bible as long as she's listening to the Word.
Exactly.
And then something very important is to surround yourself with strong women of God. We need this community that can come together with us, and just being careful that when you're picking somebody in your inner circle, that they are spirit-filled friends that will intercede for you even when you're not asking for prayers, because truly, and I've had, you know, I've had cases where one of my friends, my sister in Christ, would call and she says, you know, your face came in my spirit this morning during prayer, and I have been praying for you. I don't know what's going on, but I'm just checking to see that you're okay. And, you know, more than once, she was spot on because I was going through something. So you really need to surround yourself with strong women of God that can encourage you, that won't judge you, but will listen and then give you their wisdom. I think that's very important. Do not isolate yourself, because that would be what the enemy is going to want you to do, is to isolate yourself, and you don't want to do that.
Okay. Now, why did your job, I know this is just going back really quick, why did your job go over to Guatemala? What were they going for? Were they going for a missions trip?
So actually, I work for a kidney company. They do dialysis. It's one of the big dialysis companies. And what they do as a community service, they provide medical services in other countries. So we were going to Guatemala the very first time to educate on kidney health. And interesting enough, that's what I do. I'm a kidney health educator. So day in, day out, I'm talking to patients on how to stay out of dialysis, on how to eat healthy, how to control, you know, certain conditions. to stay out of dialysis. And when they announced that they needed someone and they were looking for Spanish-speaking educators, so I was meeting all those qualifications that they were requiring, and I signed up, I interviewed, and thank God that he sent me. And even though it was a medical mission, there was the spiritual side of it, because the places that we were visiting for education, usually the founder or whoever was running the organization was a believer. So mm-hmm. that's how I ended up going the first time for education purposes, and using the God-given skills and, you know, using my first language. And that's how the Lord exposed me to the people of Guatemala and the needs that they had. And on the second trip, we actually went to see children that were on dialysis. And at that point, we were introduced to an orphanage, a Christ Center orphanage. And same thing, you know, at that point, he exposed me to what that orphanage looks like and the children, and everything is so beautiful, especially when the Lord is in the center of it all. So even though, and my job doesn't even know, they didn't even know what they were doing for me or what the Lord was using them to do in me and the mm-hmm. desire that the Lord had put in my heart.
Amazing. So you guys went to Guatemala the two times, and then you and your husband went the second time. The second time your husband went, or was that the third time?
So my husband went the third time. So I've been there twice, and then we just recently went. And this time we went as a couple, and we went as, you know, as Abounding Ministries, just
okay.
ready to
That's
begin working and helping. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, just for the listeners, just to see how that all lined up. So three times, I mean, like your husband just going the first time with you, and you guys were ready to just go. You were really walking on, you were just stepping out on faith. So
yeah.
I love this story. I'm sure other listeners will love this story. This is really amazing.
Yeah. It's a beautiful
your
story.
Whole walk.
And there's like so much to share and so much to see, that every single moment that we spent in Guatemala, it was God with us. It was the Lord giving us even the strength, because we had long days. I mean, gosh, maybe mm-hmm. 14-hour days, if that. And we never felt tired. We didn't feel, you know, no headaches, no migraines, no nothing, no physical fatigue, nothing. We were just, it was just the Spirit of the Lord helping us and carrying us through that time. And, you know, once we got back here, it was just like, okay, you know, we knew we were going to crash. But the Lord has been so faithful. I think when he sends somebody, he will provide, and not
mm-hmm.
just financially,
yes.
but spiritually and physically and everything. He will just provide
everything. I agree.
Safety. Even with COVID, people were telling us, what are you doing going to Guatemala? There's so many COVID cases. Why are you going? And it was just like, we're going because the Lord is telling us to go. That's why we're going.
Mm-hmm.
So it mm-hmm. might not make sense to some people, but it makes sense to the Lord, and it makes sense to us being obedient to what he was telling us to do.
Just to walk in your purpose, because if you don't, you're going to long for this forever. It's going to always
mm-hmm.
be on your heart. Why didn't I just do what he told me to do?
Yes.
So, stepping out on faith, wow, and the missions, you guys are amazing. So
the
I just
Lord
want
is
to thank
amazing.
You guys for you are too, because you have to hear and then move when he tells you to.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody doesn't do that. So just you guys doing that is helping so many. So we appreciate you doing that. And again, if you can just give us your information so they can reach out to you guys, and then we'll let you go. We don't really want you because we could probably talk all day. But if you can just give me your information one more time.
Yes, thank you so much. And actually, I will share. So it is Abounding Ministries. You can find us on Facebook. And I'll share my phone number because that's actually the number that is listed on Facebook. It is 562-774-7483. If you have any additional questions or if there's anything that I can help you with, anything that you're struggling with, or if you want to learn about missions, go ahead and give me a call. I truly don't mind. And thank you so much for having me on your podcast. It's been an honor.
No, thank you so much. And the listeners will reach out to you, and then I will be talking to you later. But again, thank you and have a good day. Okay, Arlene?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, have a blessed day. Bye. Wow, a truly amazing story of just faith. There's some love in there. There's missions and just walking in your purpose. So Arlene gave us some great takeaways, and those takeaways being just making sure she listens to worship all day through her house. So she says when you walk in, you come in, and you just know you hear the praise or you hear the worship. And so that's how she keeps her faith up. That's how she reclaims her faith. She also says that just making sure that she changed her environment, relationships that weren't healthy for her, they got rid of. She actually listened to God, because that's a hard thing to do, because who wants to get rid of friends and not just get rid of, but just kind of move them over, but who wants to do that? I mean, you get comfortable, and that's another thing that she was saying, is that you get comfortable and you don't want to walk out of the unfamiliar into an area that you don't know. So you don't want to walk into the unknown. So she was just telling us changing the environment, reaching out to outside sources for help. So she reached out to our pastor, Bishop Tony Dunn, and he helped them with their relationships. She also was telling us that just having to know him, and not only know him, getting a good relationship with God so that you know him on a personal level. So, in saying all of those things, Arlene and her husband Daniel are great missions. They're doing good, really good missions work. It's a new organization, but they are starting to work out there. And she gave you her information if you need any help. But this has been truly an amazing story, and I just want to thank her again for coming on. So we will be talking to our guest next week, and her name is Ebony Dunn, and she'll be coming on, and she'll be talking about marriage, love, and illness. So a period in her life where it just was, I don't want to give it away, but it was just not good. It wasn't going too well. So we will be talking to you next week. And I am again your host, Rashawn Burrell, and this is Faith is Your Way Out. Have a good day. Bye.